This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 366 for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market couldn't hold on to early gains today and ended the day lower due to a lack of support from comparable oils. Crude oil and Chicago soy oil were both down, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were lower in the nearby contracts. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The July canola contract was down $6.80 per ton at $639.40. In the U.S., corn was lower, while soybeans were mixed and wheat was higher. The U.S. Energy Information Administration tallied domestic ethanol production for the week ended April 19th at an average of 954,000 barrels per day, down 29,000 from last week. Ethanol stocks were down 347,000 barrels from last week before at 25.73 million. Mexico's economy minister said on Tuesday that a resolution to the trade dispute stemming from her country limiting genetically modified corn imports should come in September. The U.S. requested a panel last year saying Mexico's measures violate the USMCA. However, GM yellow corn in feed, which counts for most U.S. corn imports to Mexico, will still be allowed. Trade group Sindiricos slightly lowered its Brazilian animal feed production estimate to 88.3 million tons, up 2.4% from last year. 60% comprise of corn, while 21% is soy meal. The July corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.49. Heavy rains are expected for soybean growing regions in the U.S. later this week, which could hinder planting progress. Rains are also expected for southern Brazil. In that country, the soybean harvest is at least 87% complete, according to domestic sources. Harvesting conditions in Argentina are also expected to be wet. The July soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $11.82. While India's wheat inventories dropped to their lowest levels in 16 years, the country has bought 11.92 million tons of wheat so far this season, 4 million less than last year. Rainfall in the northern states have delayed purchases, especially from Punjab, where sales are down by half compared to last year. Unless India procures 30 million tons, it may have to import wheat for the first time in 7 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated Egyptian wheat imports for 2024-25 at 11.2 million tons, up 2% from this year. Jordan issued an international tender for 120,000 tons of milling wheat, which closes April 30th. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.13. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.86. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.